Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
It's a very weird Cliffo and Kate podcast today because the Kate side of things joined the show live from a hospital bed. Find out why in the next few minutes. Also, we put the question out there. What did you mow over that you shouldn't have? Lawnmower regret. A big theme on today's Cliffo and Kate podcast. Kate's not here. Kate is currently listening to the show from a hospital bed. She's the martyr. We're going to find out why in just a sec. We'll get her on. But safe to say it was predicted by a listener of ours why Kate is not here today. We launched the show and Kate was talking about pains in her stomach. And very quickly, a nurse by the name of Vanessa called up.
I am just suggesting that Kate go to the and see her GP sooner rather than later due to, if it's right lower abdo pain, it could very well be a rumbling appendix.
It's not lower pain, Vanessa. It's kind of middle of the stomach pain. But you're right. Any sort of pain in the stomach, I was just saying to Cliffo, there's a lot of organs in there and it's probably best to go check it out. So I am going to see my doctor after the show this morning.
That's the news I wanted to hear.
Thanks, Vanessa.
And I wouldn't want to go either and leave Cliffo on his own.
Vanessa, what are you doing, Vanessa? Come in. Well, turns out Vanessa was probably polishing her crystal ball because Vanessa absolutely nailed it. And, yeah, joining us live from her hospital bed right now. Hello, Kate.
Good morning. Thank you for the round of applause. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you don't get it when you're here. You only get it when you crook. How you doing?
I'm really good. Got a little bit of sleep last night. I've just had a doctor and a nurse come in to give me some more medication. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a little bit tender in the belly. I've now got three sort of semi-large hole in my guts, but I'm hoping to get out today and would love to be home in my own bed.
Can you run us through how yesterday kind of worked? Because you were crook during the show and I think, you know, you held it up pretty damn well.
I did feel crook. I started to feel crook on Tuesday night and then I sort of woke Wednesday morning. I thought, no, I'm okay. I took a couple of Panadols, came into work, and I think I just had my eyes on the prize. I was like, right, I need to get through till 9 o'clock. And then I think when 9 o'clock ticked over, I was like, okay, I'm in a little bit of pain here. And I did drive myself straight to the emergency department here at the Mater Hospital. They ushered me in very, very quickly. And the doctor sort of said to me, I'm guessing, he said, with pain that you're in, and he sort of had a bit of a feel around my belly, that you have appendicitis.
So
straight on the morphine, straight down for an ultrasound and a CT scan. And when that came back, it was obviously confirmed that I have acute appendicitis and was wheeled in for surgery, like within probably 2 hours.
Wow. Do you remember what time you kind of woke up and you were like lucid again? Like would have been yesterday afternoon or last night?
Yeah, it was. I think I got out of surgery at about 6:30 and then was in recovery for a little while. They wheeled me up back to my room at 8 o'clock last night, and here waiting for me was hubby Matt and my 5-year-old son, Bo.
Gorgeous.
Which was so good to squish them for half an hour before Bo race time and went back to bed. But now just recovery, really. It's it was a pretty straightforward operation. I've got all the notes and stuff in front of me. They basically said I had a thickened wall, which is pretty much keeping with acute appendicitis. Here's where I came a little bit offended, Cliffo. The Queensland X-ray, it says, yes, he says, keeping with acute appendicitis, adrenal glands, unremarkable.
Unremarkable. Pancreas, how unremarkable. Offensive. I've seen your adrenal glands, and I think they are incredible.
So here's me, just an unremarkable girl sitting in an unremarkable hospital bed with my unremarkable kidneys, but apparently a very appendix, which is very
useless bloody things, aren't they?
Absent now.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, we're sending you all the love in the world from the Blue Block. Get well soon. Obviously, it'll be myself and producer Brett Beck. Look very comfortable in your seat over there most of the morning, by the way.
She gets pretty comfy.
Yeah, she does.
I've got a nice chair, actually, Kate.
A little too comfortable.
I've had COVID here and I've had appendicitis, so I don't do anything by halves, do I?
She'll jump straight in your grave. Hopefully we'll have you back next week. Sending you love, Kate, and big love to the family. And, yeah, rest up over the weekend, mate.
Thanks, Cliff. I appreciate it.
Kofelt, Griffin Neem, thanks for coming in. Magic round this weekend. I'll start with a question for you, Griffin. This is from Kate. She wanted to. You've been to a couple of magic rounds before?
Yeah, yep, a couple before, yeah.
She wanted to know what does the dressing rooms look like by the end of the weekend? Because I'd imagine you have to recycle them, and, you know, you boys aren't known for being tidy in the change rooms.
No, they're pretty good, I think. They're not usually that messy when we get there. I think there's a few different changing sheds under the stands. So not every team's in the exact same changing sheds, I don't think. But no, they're usually pretty tidy.
Yeah. The sake of the state of the field, you can't say the same for, Kyle. I know you guys have played a wet one there before, and you've played the last game of Magic Round before too. It'd be like soup on that stadium.
Yeah, we definitely have played. I think we played two Magic Rounds, the last game of the rounds there, so on a Sunday afternoon. And I know last year against the Roosters, it like near on hailed at the start of the game. It was ridiculous. And the field just went to soup, like you said. It was crazy. And then obviously the sun came out, and by the end of the first half, it dried out. And yeah, it was not too bad. But the field does hold up pretty well, considering that they play eight games there and in the space of 3 days. It's ridiculous.
You guys, like NRL players, are all mates, and we see it at the end of games. You know, it's obviously it's war during the 80 minutes, but after the full-time whistle blows, we're all friends again. We all play on different teams. We all know different people. Is there a chance to catch up with people who you might know from other teams and stuff like that, or is it pretty much play your game, leave stadium?
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. You know, obviously we're not friends on the field, but we definitely catch up off the field, and I guess every team's in Brisbane that weekend, so yeah, I'm sure there's definitely players that catch up with mates away from the football, and I'll definitely catch up with a couple of mates down there, yeah.
Great. You guys got South's last game on Saturday. They've had a very, very shocking season. Does that come into prep at all, Kyle, or it's just, you know, you train as if you were playing, you know, the team coming first on the ladder or coming last?
Can't really say too much about them because we're in the very same predicament at the moment. We're five losses on the trot, and we're doing some soul searching of our own. So we need to obviously dig ourselves out of this hole we're in, and we need to start focusing on ourselves more than anything else at the moment. And that's something that we're really trying to do. So, but like you said, South aren't going too well, and we have to take them, like a top four, top two team. And as they are, they do have a good side on paper, and we know we need to, put in a really good performance if we do want to get the win. And that's something we need to do. And this game really depends as a good mark for our season where we need to be. There's two more games before it's halfway through the year, and we need to get two wins here. So, and this is the ideal start we need to get a win here.
I'm glad we got that serious stuff out of the way. Can we talk about now what appeared on the front page of the Townsville Bulletin earlier this week? Have you seen?
No, I have not. What was on the front page?
You and your DTs, brother.
Me and my DTs.
You were on the front page of Wednesday's Townsville Bulletin with your DTs on, with your speedos on. Was it a snapping crocodile right on the crotch? Is that? Have I got that right?
Oh, at the beach down in Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I did not even know.
So there was like the, you know, they do the little photo in the corner or whatever. Like this story, I don't know.
Not doing me any justice.
Apparently they didn't sell many papers that day. But then they blow it up, mate. They do the big photo in the paper.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Bought copies, mate.
I'm surprised that Deanna hasn't brought any. That's, yeah.
But she gets to see it anytime she wants, mate.
I haven't seen it, but, yeah, that's I did have crocodile DTs on too, actually, yeah. That's pretty shame.
He likes his speed. Are you a speedos guy, Griffin, or are you more of a board shorts kind of guy?
He's definitely a speedos, not a knee slapper.
Speedos.
I don't know. I just got a few of them, yeah. There's something about them, yeah.
Oh, mate, you guys, you're braver than me, let me tell you. Quickly, Felty, before we let you go, Friday morning, it is happening. You and Kate's artworks that you did for Kate versus Kyle, they are going up for auction. Peter from the Salvos reckons we'll be able to crack the $1,000 for the two paintings that you guys have done.
I don't see why we couldn't. They're actually
Wouldn't
quite
that be
nice.
Good?
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. It's kind of a dark room, so you can't really see them too well, and they look outstanding, but I don't know about in the daylight.
What would you pay, Griff, for those two? You reckon they're worth the grand? Easy. For charity, mind you.
I don't know if Aldi could paint that good, actually.
He's done well, hasn't he?
I'd say easy a grand, yeah.
All right, well, dig deep. And Cowboys, dig deep. 7:45 kickoff, taken on South. Magic round every game at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane. Kyle Felt, Griffin Neem, thanks for coming in, boys.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, thanks for having us.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Pressure test back tomorrow, Friday, May 17, and this is the part of the pod where you get a free answer. And this week we've had 2 9 out of 10s, so this effectively gives you the win if you get 9 out of 10, but not this question. So let's do it. Tomorrow's free question, what year did Netflix introduce its streaming services? In what year did Netflix introduce streaming services? The year is 2007. So 2007. 2007, your free answer for tomorrow's pressure test on Triple M. And listener, 133353, our phone number right now. Lawnmower regret, what did you mow over that you shouldn't have? After I admitted to producer Beck that my son Charlie, he was eating a Whiz Fizz. Shout out to the guys at the pool shop on Charles Street in Kerwin who gave it to him. He's got a lolly jar there for the kids, making dads jealous, wishing they could have the lollies as well. My son got a Whiz Fizz, clearly wasn't into it. Took one bite, threw it in the backyard, didn't put it in the bin. Later that day, I'm mowing, mowed straight over it, thinking, oh, the blade will just throw it into the catcher, no problem. It's cut it wide open, powder everywhere. I said to Beck before, it looked like I dropped a kilo of cocaine in the backyard. It was like a white, fluffy cloud and about 1,000 bits of paper that I then had to pick up. Regretted it straight away. But 133353. Andrew, are you calling about the lawnmower situation, mate?
Yes, I am.
What happened, mate? What did you mow over that was just a bad idea?
Dog bone, and then it's fucking the blades on the mower.
Mate, dog bone too, if it's an older one, like bones are the kind of thing, like before they'll perish and all that, they'll actually go a lot harder.
Yeah, it was old, it had been there a lot.
So it didn't fly out or anything, just lodged itself into the blade, did it?
No, it came out, but because of how hard the bone was, the blade didn't, it just snapped the blade.
It snapped the blade?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a son of a...
They're only little blades. They're not big ones. Only tiny.
Did you know you were mowing over it or it was an accident?
No, I knew. I just...
Yeah. you're as bad as me then, mate. We've only got ourselves to blame.
Yep.
Good on you, brother. Appreciate it. 133353. Joslyn's here. Joslyn, lawnmower regret. What did you mow over that you just shouldn't have?
Well, my husband, it was the day before his last day of work in one town. We were moving to a different town, and he had to mow the lawn, and he had his work phone in his pocket, and as he put the catcher back in the mower, it fell out of his pocket, went in the catcher, then in the mower, and, well, when he handed the phone in the next day, it was his work phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And handed it in the next day in 1,000 pieces.
Wow. What sort of, was this like before iPhone days? Was this old Nokia days or was it a pretty modern smartphone?
I think it was the beginning of smartphones.
Yeah, because they used to be a lot more sturdy, didn't they? But any smartphone that's where, the front of it is mostly a screen, it's got no hope of surviving that.
I mean, it could have been a button. I can't remember exactly. It could have been a button phone as well, but nothing will stand up to a mower.
Nah. Lucky it was a work phone. Jocelyn? Dr. Chris Brown, Australia's favourite TV vet, he's got a brand new show, Dream Home. It starts Sunday week on Channel 7, and he's on the phone right now. Dr. Chris, g'day, mate.
Please, how are you, mate?
Mate, I'm really well. Congratulations for the new show.
Oh, thank you. It's been a while coming, to be honest. It's been a lot of work, and those houses don't build themselves. So it's been great to make those dreams come true, but also just have a front row seat to all the natural drama that occurs on a show like this.
Yeah, I want to get into the show very soon because I watched the promo this morning and I watched the extended 2 minute one, and I reckon at about the 25 second mark I started crying, which is that's very emo very quickly. But first, I want to ask how you're going, and when I ask are you okay, I really mean it, because mate, it's been a big few months. You've left Channel 10 where you were home for a lot of years. You've left your mate Julia behind. You've got a new home at 7. So how are you, Chris? Yeah. How's it all going?
It's very nice of you to ask. I'm good. Like it wasn't an easy decision, but at the same time, it kind of felt like it was the right time. But it sort of meant that I've had this year where I've a full year where I've been in the almost a metaphorical TV wilderness in a way while we've been making all these other shows, and it just feels like a really nice fresh start. Like I kind of have the vet clinic that I still work in as sort of the grounding influence, and then it just means I can go off and work on these really interesting projects, and I've really enjoyed it. It just felt like a full reset in a way, which has been great. It's obviously you miss the jungle, you miss that sort of experience, but I've been so busy, which is kind of what I like. I like to be busy. I like to be caught up in all the different projects, and that's I've certainly managed to find that.
You miss the jungle only because you don't have to have the snakes on you, or you'd have to eat the cow's testicles and all that sort of stuff.
I stayed in some very, very nice accommodation and I ate some very, very nice food. So that was, I love that because I got to go off and have all sorts of different adventures on the weekend and went and work with the local vets on different projects. Cool. And so, that was pretty good.
I know you're going to be doing Dancing with the Stars later on in the year, but your first show, it starts Sunday week. So it's called Dream Home. Mm. And I'll be honest, when I first saw this, I thought, oh, bloody another renovation show. But like I said, I put this promo on and within 20, 25 seconds, like tears in the eyes, I was so invested. Mm. And this is not a brand new format. This has already been really successful over in New Zealand. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So it borrows from that concept. It is an original concept. And it sort of feels like it arrives at just the right time. I mean, everyone knows that it is hard out there. Cost of living's high. Cost of building or renovating, it often is a dream too far for a lot of people, and it certainly was for the six couples that are in this show, and they're just really real relatable people who, as you've seen in that promo, you just kind of just get behind them. You just want the best for them, and so this is a renovation show. Yes, that has the natural drama that comes with deadlines and budgets on a building site, but it just has this really nice undercurrent of heart and humour in it, which just makes it it doesn't make it a annoying or frustrating or sad watch. It just makes it just makes it a bit of a natural ride through that process they're going through.
I got real good, like, feel good vibes during the trailer. Mm. So good luck with it. Quickly before we let you go, you're talking to Townsville now, home of the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys. Our regular Kyle Felt from the Cowboys is coming in studio this morning after 8. He has been snapped on the front page of our local paper in his Budgie Smugglers. Loves to get out and about in Speedos. And Kate, my co-host, she's out with appendicitis, but she was like, oh man, we got to ask Dr. Chris, like, when he leaves Bondi Vet and he's swimming in the water or whatever, his trunks of choice are. So that's a question from Kate, my co-host.
Okay. Like I very rarely, I don't have the Kyle Felt rig.
None of us do.
That's it. So it's definitely boardies. It's boardies. even sometimes when I, and the other problem is I'm in Sydney, like east of the suburbs. There's plenty of photographers around, so you've got to be very careful about when you step out in the Budgie.
That's what Kyle loves, mate. He loves the he's plays it up for him.
And a vet in the Budgies is a questionable look, I think. So it's the boardies all the way from here.
Another tick for the boardies. All right. And a big tick for the new show Dream Home. So it starts 7 o'clock Sunday, May 26th. So that's Sunday week on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Dr. Chris Brown, good luck at 7, mate. And thanks for the chat this morning, hey?
No worries, Cliff. I appreciate it, mate. Thank you. It's Triple M Breakfast.